If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm not drunk. His early break. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We know that Bill was at Ruhlman's Steakhouse last night, seeing Phil and everybody there. But if you would like to go to Ruhlman's for Father's Day, they still have spots for brunch, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. They're going to have an incredible amount of food. It's always good. You will not regret going if you make the choice
gravy.
To go to Ruhlman's. They'll have gravy there.
Yes.
What kind of gravy?
What's that? What you'd put on your, like, your biscuits and gravy.
And, yeah.
And what else?
Gravy for potatoes.
Potatoes. Probably mashed potatoes, yeah. Probably. Phil will have everything.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Phil in his prime, and the first thing I thought about is if he can get it for Father's Day, when I saw his organization level, and I said, think about those later times. People get all enamored with the 10:30.
Yep.
Think about the later times.
Go at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, you know what it is? Then it's lunch and supper.
Oh.
All in one.
You can do that.
Instead of the brunch.
You just load up. Eat as much as you want.
You can do that.
Yeah, it's lupper.
You know, yeah.
Kill it out. But Phil had the things rolling last night, and it was incredible. And he talked about how he's going to have the setup for the for our event on the 25th.
Okay.
So we talked about that event, so that was a big deal. And
this event.
But I was so amazed at that crowd last night. At 5:20, the place was full. But you can still get in.
You can still go.
They still get in.
Don't get
overwhelmed by
right.
it. But it was an incredible vibe inside, and he hires well. Boy, the efficiency of his staff, it was insane.
Yeah.
You want a reservation for any time or Father's Day, please call Phil at Ruhlman's, 402-780-8887. It's time for an early edition of Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Is this going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
Bill's Thrills, sponsored by Diner Contracting.
Randy!
They do all remodels, bathrooms, kitchens, anything else you want. They do remodels for everything. You can call Randy. Randy's the man. Diner Contracting. I'll get the number in a second, Bill, but you know Randy very well. He's a close friend of yours.
Free consultation is probably the key to the whole thing, and I think last night things really blew up when they talked about the garage, what he can do to your garage also. Did you just think right now, what would you rather have? Somebody come in and completely redo your garage so you have complete organization and able to put things up above and rafters and different, there's space available and make it into a little man cave for you. Randy does the whole thing.
God, I wonder if he'd do that.
It's so in so timely. It's the first thing when I was at Ruhlman's like that, is like people were stopping me. I know Randy.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Because the work that he's done, he goes, yeah, that's the only person I'll allow even come close to my house is Randy Dinert.
If you want to call or text Randy,
call him right now.
402-417-5204.
What's that number again to text him?
402-417-5204 at Dinert Contract.
Write that down.
Yeah. He'll meet you at Ruhlman's. You'll love it.
Write that down.
Bill's Thrills. Thursday. Is it cool parenting tips today, Bill?
Cool parenting tips. I don't know. I didn't run this past Rudy. That's probably on me.
Ooh.
But we're going to do something. We're going to try to go back in time. And just see if that
to
has,
what
it, Better Times.
Oh,
see if anybody has any interest in this whatsoever. Let's see who it is.
Better Times. Just get ready.
The trunk's not for treat. Enjoy the beat. The trunk's not for treat. Enjoy the beat. Teach your kids the historical lesson of what it was like back in the day. Every time you stopped and pulled over and played hoops or whatever you did, you popped the trunk open to hear that stereo. That was a staple everywhere, Jake. The trunks came open because everyone had a sweet stereo system, and then we could hear it better through the, with the trunk being open. And every place you would go, my
trunk
friends
treat.
My friends would also, Jake, back then in the days in the 70s and 80s, there would just be a light bulb in the trunk, but you had to take that light bulb out because drain the battery because you have your trunk open. If there was a game,
take it out as a kid,
like we, if we were going to play something like Chris Buholtz's house, we would, his brother had the sweet 69 Chevelle.
And we would
pop the trunk and listen to his 8-track and listen to the music like that while his car sat in the driveway and we're in the driveway doing stupid stuff or whatever.
Mid 70s.
Late 70s.
Grand Funk Railroad.
It's when it all went down. When you saw it, that'd be people pull over. If there was a party, Jake, there used to be parties, and they'd be on gravel roads.
In the fields.
Very common. Instantly, trunk was open.
Oh, right away.
Boom. Right away. Trunk was open. Yeah, it wasn't trunk or treat. No, not at all.
You know your thoughts on that.
Yeah, don't get me
started.
I thought you were going to do a Halloween deal here.
No, this is different. Feel the beat. Oh, better times.
Just read that headline. You're going to read it two more times. This is the first time. Go.
The trunk's not for treat. Enjoy the beat.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Did you pop your trunk, Sip?
Better times.
I didn't because I had a pickup, I definitely had friends that did that.
Everyone popped the trunk.
Who had the 69 Chevelle?
What's that? Mark Buholtz had.
Oh, Mark Buholtz.
It was a light blue. I told you he's the one.
Wait a second. He had a light blue?
Light blue, and it was incredible.
Wow.
Also, the cool part about it was me and Chris, his brother, we'd be in fifth, sixth grade, whatever, and on Friday nights, he'd go down to wash it. And it's just the old spray washer. He'd wash it and get it ready to go like that. And then he wanted to dry it. Well, he didn't dry it. You dried it by driving it. And then we'd get in with him, and he would drive us 100 miles an hour towards Walt Hill to dry it off.
Just a couple
of fifth graders and Mark Buholtz just whipping down the highway about 110 to dry off your car.
And we 69 thought it was, Chevelle.
69 Chevelle. That's better times.
That is better times.
I mean, and listening to 8-tracks, Aerosmith, things like
better
that.
Better times.
Better times. Anything from this text line?
Yeah, I got a text from Kevin in Waukee, Iowa. Says, oh, yes, Bill, I had a 1987 Cutlass Supreme with air shocks and a great set of woofers and an amp mounted in my trunk.
Oh, the amp in the trunk came a little bit later, but that also carried over to pop the trunk.
Yeah,
absolutely.
87 Cutlass Supreme.
That had to be
Was big in that period.
The Cutlass Jake was incredible.
Yeah, my dad had two Cutlass Supremes.
If you had a Cutlass, it was and most of them had rims. I bet he had rims.
They had very defined rims.
Very defined rims.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Parallel lives is weird almost.
We have some more responses.
They had very defined rims.
Kyle and Hooper says, I agree, Bill. I had a set of old stereo speakers in my trunk. I'm with you.
A lot of people would have, you'd pop the trunk and speakers would come outside the trunk.
This was a guy thing, though, right?
Yeah. I can't remember any of the girls
having that.
But they were counting on
you. It's
like
you didn't want them around anyway. When you're hooping.
You didn't count on that, though. I mean, you knew who had the music. You knew who had the...
You had it? Yeah. Did you have it?
No, I didn't have that. I would pop the trunk a little bit because I had the air shocks, you know. No rims, no fat tires.
We do have a woman chiming in. Jane says, amen, 1979 Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme Brom.
Yeah, I don't mean to offend anybody. That's big, by the way.
Do you also remember back in the mid-70s, Steve, the Monte Carlo?
Oh, huge.
With the huge doors.
Huge.
The door, Jake, there were two-door, and when you went to shut it, it took both hands. It was incredible. Also, which you don't...
Monte Carlos, you don't see them anymore.
Which you don't see anything anywhere anymore. Remember all the people who had the two doors? Remember I had to flip the seat, Steve, to get in the back seat?
Uh-huh.
All cramped. You had to flip the little lever. I had to flip the seat to get in the back.
Is that not happening anymore?
I don't think that's even close
to
happening.
Hey, Monte Carlos are almost like... What was the car you were talking about the other day that was like... It was like a half car, half pickup.
El Camino.
Yeah. Monte Carlos and El Caminos were their prime at the same time.
If that'd be like lives collide.
Yeah.
Like that.
Monte Carlos had their time.
You're making somebody sad. Clam Dog back on YouTube says, I'm 25. I'll never know that feeling. We had Beats headphones. That's what we have.
Oh,
he's sad. He's sad for his generation.
Oh, it was. Think about that.
It's not better time.
Hey, everybody! Hey, guys! Let's go out to that yellow brick road. It's a country road. That and everybody just put in your AirPods. It'll be fun.
Bolt did chime in with yellow brick road on YouTube, by the way.
Yeah,
Bolt.
Yellow brick road.
He said that.
I can drive right to it. That's where me and Chris Buhls rode our bikes out to it in seventh grade. Rode my sister's bike out.
Why'd you ride Laura's bike out?
What's that?
Why'd you ride Laura's?
Well, that's my sister Tamara. So I didn't know Laura in seventh grade.
Yeah,
just so you know.
Whose bike did you ride?
What's that? Her bike, a Swin. She had a Swin. It was a nicer bike. It was an orange Swin. And rode out there with Chris Buhls.
That's what I meant. Why did you ride Tamara's bike?
We were riding around town like that, listening to Kiss music on Chris Buhls' 8-track player. He had a basket he built for it. And we heard about this party at Yellow Brick Road, which is about a 4-mile drive. So we rode our bikes out.
And people said,
hey, your brother's here. What do you mean my brother's here? He's in seventh grade. No, he's right over there. I said, hey,
what's up?
Two questions. Why are you here and why are you riding my bike?
Gus Mohawk says, my dad had a 1978 Monte Carlo with a system that would pick me up from the school blaring Fog Hat and Head East on the speakers.
Fog Hat.
A little slow ride.
Slow ride.
He had a Monte Carlo. Oh. What happened to Monte Carlos?
They were incredible.
I wonder what happened.
The size of the door.
They were huge. And the front.
Front. Oh, the it hood. Was all engine. It was. They must. It might have been like a 454 in there. Because Jake,
you need a binoculars.
Jake, when you sat in it, I mean, you couldn't. The things that got hit with those cars, trash cans and stuff, because you had no idea.
The front end was ridiculously
And guess what?
Long.
There wasn't a front camera that beeped.
No,
you just crashed into stuff.
The hood was like a vessel.
It was. Send us a photo if we could get a picture. Like, 75.
Huge.
I want to see the picture. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Jake.
I wonder how hard it was to open up the hood.
The hood was something.
You would have to really
strain.
Yeah,
it'd be a lot.
Bearded Ben says '77 Chrysler Cordoba.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cordobas were big.
That's big.
Wow. Cordobas, El Caminos, and Monte Carlos. Better times.
Worlds
and
collide.
And then Tornados too.
Tornado. Yes.
Yeah. Tornados were big. Tornados, El Caminos, Cordovas, and Monte Carlos.
Tater, 86 Grand National, had the speaker in the back.
Mm-hmm. That had to be a heck of a. That had to be unbelievable. Tater.
Those four cars, really interesting. God. I love this. We could talk better
times. So right now we're doing what? Sports talk and what?
Sports talk and better times. It is so much better.
Now, BWD says 60 Chevy, white, red interior, and a very usable big back seat.
Hello.
Just hello. Saying. All right. Just got
that out there.
Got interesting.
84 Monte Carlo from East Lincoln West.
84.
His favorite all-time car, that one.
84 Monte Carlo. I bet
there wasn't a gas station it didn't like. No, they were
gas gun.
Yeah, they were guzzling leaded gas.
God dang! Our neighbors Irv Reiser, yes, who worked at Skyler Pack, yeah, drove a big Monte Carlo, and when he opened the door, you could smell Skyler Pack. It was unbelievable. Didn't bother me. I mean,
talk about smells. But there's a smell.
Yeah, their kids would say, hey, don't go near the car, because it smelled so bad. But it was still Monte Carlo. It was super cool black.
One last time, Bill, the headline.
Oh,
I'd be glad to. The trunk's not for treat. Enjoy the beat.
Cool parenting tips. It was really a big hit today for the Breakers.
It was, and it went to a direction that I didn't expect. El Camino's, yeah, you thought Monte Halloween. Carlos, yeah, Cordobas and Tornados.
Yes.
And Cutlass Supremes.
Cutlass Supremes.
Sweet.
That is Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Diner Contract. When we come back, Rick Heyman's Song of the Day next on Early Break in the Ticket.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.